1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The law feature on Hot Business is brought to you by leading full-service law firm Webber Wenzel. Through an alliance with Linklaters and relationships with law firms across Africa, Webber Wenzel ensures that you have the best expertise wherever you do business. Now, this whole issue of mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations was thrust into the spotlight last week when Discovery CEO Adrian Gould said that the listed blue chip is going to be taking the lead and making it mandatory for its South African-based staff to get vaccinated come the 1st of January next year. Now, a lot of noise has brewed since, but how much of that is substantial? To find out, I'm joined by Kate Collier, partner at Webber Wenzel. Good evening, Kate. Discovery's decision has certainly sparked the debate. Are employers allowed to enforce mandatory vaccination policies?
Evening, Michael. And the simple short answer to that is yes. In terms of the current Consolidated Occupational Health and Safety Directive on COVID, employers are specifically permitted to implement a mandatory vaccination policy, assuming that they've conducted a risk assessment, which can be based on their operational requirements. And where that risk assessment indicates that it is necessary, they are permitted to do so.
And I'd be interested to know what the employer liability is. Should an employee have an adverse reaction to the vaccine? And obviously, we know that is really, really remote. Chatting to Dr. Glenda Gray on Business Day TV last week, I mean, the numbers are infinitesimally small compared with the risks of actually contracting COVID. But if something does happen, what is the liability situation?
So from an employer perspective, assuming that they have arranged or required their employees to obtain vaccinations in accordance with the National Department of Health programs, so from an accredited vaccination site, and that they are receiving the vaccines that have been approved for use for rollout as part of the government's vaccine program, then there is no liability on the part of the employer. A separate no-fault compensation scheme has been set up and established for any determined vaccine-related adverse effects. But that would be managed and determined separately from the employer requiring that for purposes of entry into a workplace.
And I'd also be interested to know, given our labour laws, if something like not taking the vaccine, if you say absolutely not, and you don't give any further grounds, you just say I don't want to, is that grounds for dismissal?
Not outright, and certainly an employer would not be able to implement a blanket rule for dismissal. Employees, even where an employer has implemented mandatory vaccination, retain their right to refuse to be vaccinated. And where they do so, an employer has to, in law, seek to accommodate those employees as far as possible. However, once that accommodation journey has been walked by employer and employee, it is possible that ultimately, as an end-stage scenario, where reasonable accommodation cannot be achieved, dismissal could then be the ultimate end of that discussion.
Right. So important for employees to understand that it is within their rights, but then you might be accommodated in another part of the business that isn't interacting with anyone, for example. Maybe that doesn't work out and that might see you ultimately losing your contract of employment. Now, if a staff member has natural immunity, so I say, well, I've had COVID already, therefore I don't want to get the vaccine, do you think they'll still be required to be vaccinated under a mandatory vaccination policy?
So those sorts of decisions that employers would need to take to inform their policies need to be guided by what the parameters of the legislation allow. And in turn, the legislation is guided by the medical advice being issued by the Department of Health. Currently, vaccination based on the guidance given by the Department of Health is that by either one dose of the Johnson & Johnson or two doses of Pfizer. Until the legislation changes in terms of what is considered as being fully vaccinated, it's unlikely that an employer would be able to justify changing how they interpret what the medical criteria is based on vaccination.
And clearly that would then be the same for mask wearing and the like as well, which is also determined currently by legislation. Kate Collier, thank you very much, partner at Webber Wenzel, for giving us the legal insights into this whole issue around employer-mandated vaccinations in the law feature, which was brought to you by Webber Wenzel with over 150 years of experience and deep industry knowledge. Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.